witam from Keswick Village. This is the Rorschach Poland update from the 25th of September, 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Poland. Let's kick things off with foreign affairs. On Thursday, the 18th, Władysław Kosiniak-Kamysz, Polish Deputy PM and Defense Minister, Denis Shmyhal, Ukrainian Defense Minister in Kyiv, to sign agreements on cooperation, drone training, and joint projects. They also discussed NATO support and the military training at the NATO-Ukraine Center in Bydgoszcz in northern Poland. The two nations plan to hold more talks to expand cooperation, including training Polish soldiers on drones, following an incident 2 weeks ago when 21 Russian drones entered Polish airspace. The Polish delegation also paid tribute to Ukrainian and Polish soldiers who died in World War II and in the current war in Ukraine. The main goal was to help Ukraine move closer to the West and resist Russian influence. Speaking of Ukraine, on Monday the 22nd, the Third Common Future Congress on Cooperation with Ukraine started in Poznań in west-central Poland, bringing together over 800 participants from government, business, local authorities, and NGOs. Paweł Kowal, head of the Council for Cooperation with Ukraine, said they expect an intergovernmental agreement on major investments by the end of the year. He outlined Poland's plan to help rebuild Ukraine, focusing on transport and communications, boosting exports and investments, with concrete solutions already prepared. Roman Szapeliak from the Ukrainian embassy said Polish support is important as Ukraine integrates with the EU and offers technology, innovation, and skilled labor, while also providing favorable conditions for Polish investors, including tax and legal support. On that note about cooperation with Ukraine, on Tuesday, the 23rd, Polish Railways signed a big agreement with Ukrainian Railways to keep trains running safely and smoothly across the Polish-Ukrainian border. The deal covers everything from train schedules and infrastructure upkeep to technical rules and local cross-border arrangements for specific sections. Piotr Wawrowski, the Polish Railways chief, said this isn't just about business, it's about stronger cooperation and future joint projects, especially for post-war rebuilding. He added that smooth, secure train traffic helps the economy and even military mobility. This is the first international deal Polish Railways signed at this year's fair, with more on the way, like a partnership with Lithuania's rail operator, LTG Infra. On the next day, on Tuesday, the 23rd, Donald Tusk, the Prime Minister, announced that the border with Belarus, closed earlier this month, would reopen during the night between Wednesday the 24th and Thursday the 25th. The government closed the border on the 11th of September as a precaution during Russian Zapad 2025 military exercises, affecting both road and rail crossings. Tusk said the closure achieved its purpose and protected the interests of Polish transport companies, including PKP Cargo. He also stressed that the government can close the border again if tensions rise or neighboring countries act aggressively. Since we mentioned military exercises, on Monday the 22nd, Poland and Sweden kicked off their first-ever joint military drill, Gotland Sentry, a fast-paced, short-notice exercise to test how quickly both armies can react and work together in Baltic region. The drill follows a new defense deal with two countries signed in early September. It covers joint naval operations and cooperation on defense tech, plus moving troops by air, sea, and land while tightening up collective defense procedures and interoperability. Short-notice exercises are some of the toughest forms of training, with little preparation time, rapid dynamics, and real test of combat readiness and flexible command. More on security, as on Wednesday, the 24th, Poland's Armament Agency and Military Communication Works signed a major contract for 56 mobile communication nodes, or MCC, which are a key part of the Lysla air defense system, linking radars and missile launchers to protect Polish skies. MCCs are essential for secure communication between Lysla and other air defense layers, helping Polish forces coordinate quickly and efficiently. The deal, worth 2 billion zloty, almost $600 million, covers deliveries from 2027 to 2030 and adds the 4 MCC sets already ordered in 2021. Being Polish-made, they also boost local production and cut reliance on U.S. components. Switching gears to internal affairs, on Thursday the 18th, things got tense between Poland's foreign ministry, run by the Civic Coalition, and President Nawrocki's team, backed by the Law and Justice Party, just before their trips to the UN General Assembly in New York. The two sides even ended up traveling separately. The dispute started over Bogdan Klich, a Civic Platform member, being nominated as Poland's ambassador to the U.S., which Nawrocki said he won't approve. Radoslaw Szlagowski, the foreign minister, fired back on social media, saying the president has the right to approve or reject the opponent of an ambassador, but he won't let politics interfere with the work of the government or diplomats. He also added that Nawrocki's team publicly undermines Polish diplomats. Since we mentioned President Nawrocki, on Monday the 22nd, he joined events for the UN's 80th anniversary. But attention quickly turned to a video showing his assistant handing him a white pouch, which the president put in his mouth, causing a social media stir. Critics, including Krzysztof Brejza, a Polish member of the European Parliament, called it inappropriate and asked the president's office for explanation. The footage reminded people of Nawrocki's campaign when he used something described as snus or nicotine gum. Staff later clarified it was a nicotine pouch, which is legal in Poland and contains no tobacco. These pouches deliver nicotine under the upper lip without smoke. Jakub Nawstawzna, the president's assistant, explained he was just handing the pouch to Nawrocki and downplayed the fuss, confirming he's simply the president's aide. On Sunday, the 21st, Karol Nawrocki and Marta Naroka, the First Lady, visited the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. During the visit, he unveiled a plaque for Jan Olszewski, a former prime minister, and gave awards to leaders in the Polish-American community. Nawrocki also announced a new council for the Polish diaspora and Poles abroad to help resolve community issues, come up with legislative ideas, and make sure the Disparosa's voice is heard. He spoke about the sanctuary's spiritual, national, and personal importance, and reaffirmed Poland's dedication to its history and shared values. Nawrocki called the Diaspora Poland's main ambassador in the U.S., highlighting the importance of independence, freedom, democracy, and free speech, and said strong Polish-American ties are crucial for Poland's security. Next up, on Wednesday, the 24th, drones repeatedly attacked the Global Samoyed Flotilla, which was carrying humanitarian aid to Gaza in international waters. Several Polish vessels were among the ships hit, including the one with MP Franciszek Sterowiecki on board. Sterowiecki reported that nobody was hurt, even though three ships were damaged and a drone struck his ship's mast with a stun bomb, causing minor damage. Sterowiecki blamed Israel, saying that attacking Polish-flagged humanitarian ships break international laws and violates Poland's sovereignty. He called on the government to step in diplomatically, legally, and even military if needed. Despite the attacks, activists from over 40 countries are still sailing to Gaza. Speaking of Gaza, on Friday the 19th, a group of well-known Polish actors and musicians, including Maja Ostrzecka, Julia Kamińska, and Mateusz Janicki, launched a campaign to support humanitarian aid in Gaza and Ukraine. They wore t-shirts with slogans calling out Trump, Putin, and Netanyahu. Ostrzecka, a famous Polish actress, urged people to speak up about the horrors of war and donate to help victims, supporting groups like the Polish Medical Mission in Gaza and Euromaidan Warsaw in Ukraine. Krzysztof Zelecki, a Polish singer, also expressed his anger, condemning Israel, Hamas, and Russia, and encouraged everyone to do whatever they could to help bring peace. The protests mirror worldwide criticism, with a UN report suggesting Israel's action in Gaza could be genocide. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. No need to worry, it's free. Got ideas, comments? Send us an email at info@rorschach.com. Dizzy Bachania.